You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So yesterday, Food Lovers Market announced that they're entering into a very interesting partnership with another family-run and family-owned business called VetSmart. Food Lovers is stepping into the pet space, and I'm joined on the line by the company's commercial director, Paul Foshier, to take a look at these developments and try and unpack them. Good evening, Paul. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very interesting decision, or very unexpected decision, I suppose, from the Food Lovers family to go into the pet space. Why is that?
Yeah, look, it's not a sudden decision. These things, you know, I mean, it takes some time to build decisions like this and to come to actually exercising them. For us, it's all about creating the best shopping experience and the best shopping destinations for our customers. And at this stage, it's one of those things that our customers want and need, and which will make their shopping experience better when they visit our Food Lovers Market stores. So we just felt that we had to partner with someone that's got experience running pet shop businesses and the speciality food component of that, and to rather partner with someone that knows it and has been doing it for years, and then to roll them out with us as we go in our locations.
Speaking of rollouts, Paul, ordinarily, I mean, given Food Lovers' footprint in South Africa, it kind of would make sense that South Africa would be the launch platform for this kind of partnership. Why launch in Namibia?
Look, I think the Namibian market for pet shops is very untapped at the moment. And the VetSmart brand is already very strong there. And we had an opportunity. We recently opened one of our flagship stores in Namibia, in Windhoek, in a center called Hilltop Village. And we had an opportunity where the landlord gave us the perfect site right by our entrance into the Food Lovers Market to open a VetSmart. So it's almost, it came at the same time while we were busy discussing the transaction and the merger between the two businesses. And it just so happened that it was almost the first store that came up, and we just took the chance and we went for it. And so far, the launch was great, and it's a huge success.
Speaking of perfection, Paul, I want to look at the rest of the operations that Food Lovers has going on. I mean, you guys have within your stores and within the footprints, you're now bringing in the Market Liquors, you're now bringing in the Seattle, and you're almost building what many would then look at as an anchor kind of presence within the environments that you guys operate in. I mean, if we think about large malls, there's usually a traditional kind of supermarket that anchors the tenancy and the floor space there, but with all of the different diversification offerings that you guys have put together, you're becoming a bit of an anchor tenant of your own.
I would think so, yes. And the formats of our stores are ever changing and going bigger and bigger as we add more offering into our stores. And our latest stores can go up to 5,000-6,000 square meters, not taking into account the additional brands that you just mentioned. And like I said in the beginning, when you want to create a one-stop shopping destination to make it as convenient for a customer to get do the whole shopping in one spot, you got to put all those brands in one place for the customer. And going into centers, it really works for us. As you know, I mean, you mentioned malls. Malls is not necessarily where the biggest part of our presence is. Our presence is in convenience centers, let's say the smaller centers, strip malls. So that's where we see ourselves, and that's where we see also Market Liquors, Seattle Coffee Company work for us, and where VetSmart can come in is to almost complete that offering in one location.
No doubt, convenience does become a priority for customers, and Food Lovers has historically never been afraid to stand on their own. I think that's what I've always liked about the brand as well, that you
yes.
go into a new space, you don't rely on the other tenants to be in that space. What does that then mean for the rest of this sort of ecosystem that we're building out here, Paul? What's missing from the ecosystem? We've got pets, so your family can come through, you can buy your groceries, you can have your coffee, you can buy food for the other members of the family in the pets. What is missing from this ecosystem that you guys might be looking at this stage?
Yeah, look, I think it's a very good question. And we're building our own two or three centers at the moment. And I think the one, I don't want to call it outsource, but where we rather bring in other operators that's very good at their job is on the pharmacy side. We believe that it's rather have a national footprint tenant from a pharmacy side and not ourselves running pharmacies, and maybe a plastic shop. So one of the big brands on the plastic offering. And then and then restaurants. It's the one thing that we've tried once or twice to get into the restaurant business, but as retailers, you soon realize that you should focus on the retail side and let the restaurateurs focus on their part of the business. So that's the one thing I think that at this stage we'll lead with well-known brands to run restaurants.
That's quite interesting because off the top of my head, I can think of a very interesting partnership that might make sense considering the restaurateur's footprint, considering your footprint, and this bit of a maverick approach that is being taken towards the market. But I'll leave that for a separate conversation. I'm sure we'll have that conversation at another time. Paul,
I'm sure, yes.
Let's come back to this VetSmart partnership. This is such a significant time. We're seeing the likes of other retailers like Woolworths going and acquiring something like Absolute Pets, you guys coming through it with a partnership style relationship here. Is this something that you're going to be looking at from a business perspective to say partnerships versus acquisitions? Which one kind of makes more sense? And are you as a business just looking for good strategic partners rather than good businesses to take over?
Yeah, look, as a founded family business, a lot of our partners that's within our business and it's in our different production businesses that we partly own are all families that run them over there and that's been running them over the years. I think Food Lover is more than 30 years old now, so you can imagine how many of those business partnerships has been established over this 30 years. We own a couple of production businesses where the original founder and owner still owns a big stake in those businesses. So it's something that we do in many of our, you know, our smaller brands that's part of the group. And I think I see it that we won't stop doing it that way because part of that partnership is to partner with the actual operator that's been doing it for 20 years or 15 years. And for us, that's very important to bring in those individuals that's got the knowledge, that's got the know-how that we may be lacking.
Something you guys are not lacking, Paul, is fresh produce. You guys have sort of made a name for yourselves in that space, understanding that individuals can go get fresh produce at the likes of Spar, Pick and Pays, ShopRite, Checkers, the works, but you sort of put yourself as a standout operator in that respect, and then you then brought in the other items like your staples, like your non-perishables and all of that. Is there a plan here to continue to bring in a lot more of that and sort of go into more of a traditional style grocer, or are you comfortable the way you guys have built the business with the fresh bakery elements, the fresh produce elements, and then very select kind of products where it comes to the non-perishables?
Yes. So I think it's very important from a Food Lover's point of view, the most important thing for us is to be a fresh retailer. So whether it's fruit and veg or meat or bakery, we are a fresh destination and we never want to lose that. And whatever we do from a grocery and perishable offering is really to support that shopping experience when a customer comes for fresh, is to be able to fill a full basket with for a month shopping or for a weekly shop. So we're definitely not losing the fresh, and if any, we'll just go bigger on the fresh side. But yes, you're 100% right. We have to offer the full range so that, once again, that it's convenient when someone comes to shop for fruit and veg that they are able to fill their basket with the groceries they have and they need.
Well, there you have it, folks. Food Lovers continuing with their approach to fresh produce and also now adding VetSmart to their offering so you can now take care of your pets while you're taking care of your monthly groceries. Thanks so much, Paul, for those insights. Paul Fischer, Commercial Director at Food Lovers Market, joining me to confirm and announce the latest partnership with VetSmart.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.